We get things rolling this afternoon by, I think we can safely say a music legend, 50 years in the business, singer, songwriter, wonderful performer, Livingston Taylor's got a brand new album coming out in just a few weeks entitled Safe Home, and he returns to downtown this afternoon. Livingston, thanks for being with us again.
Oh, great, Rich. Great to hear your voice and great to be on with you this snowy afternoon.
My goodness, 50 years in the music business. It's hard to believe.
It's hard for me to believe. What I really wish were the case is that I wish I could say that I started when I was three.
Well, you're part of such a musical family. What was it about the Taylors that made you, everybody in the family, so very musical?
Well, there's myself, of course, my brother James, our sister Kate, our older brother Alex, who passed about 25 years ago, sadly, but he was a wonderful singer as well. And I don't have a clue why we all wound up doing it. There was a lot of music around our house, a lot of instruments. Our parents were very supportive of us making music, and they were, although our father was a doctor, a dean of the medical school at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He loved music, and there was just much enthusiasm for musical things. So it worked well.
Now, is it true? I seem to remember somewhere along the way, maybe it was you, maybe it was James, who said that perhaps your brother Hugh was the best singer in the family.
Well, Huey is a very, very fine singer. I think the thing that that when I look at it, Huey is a wonderful singer. The thing that we do well is we're good songwriters. James and I are good guitar players, and that's very important. The other thing is that we all of us love being on stage, love doing shows, being on tour. It's some people don't like it very much, but that ain't us. We we've been sort of show people for a long time. My mother liked it as well. So next thing you know, it's 50 years later, and we're still at it.
50 years later, and honored recently with Livingston Taylor Day. That's some pretty impressive stuff right there.
Well, it was very sweet of Boston and Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, and declared Livingston Taylor Day, and it was Marty Walsh declared it for Boston, and it was very sweet of them to do it.
Well, you know, us New Englanders,
They're both men I don't know well, but I certainly know to say hello to, and the sweet of them.
We ignore your time in North Carolina and view you as a New Englander forever.
Well, I really I am a New Englander. I've lived in Boston since I was 16. I was born in Boston, and I like being here, and I love being in the great state of Maine.
Well, I want to talk about the new album. We're chatting with Livingston Taylor, Safe Home, a brand new album coming out soon, and it's a great combination of some old favorites and some new music, but also a pretty unique method of recording the album.
Well, we recorded it in a church in Brooklyn, New York. It was recorded live in that church by a company called Chesky Records. And Chesky's Records, their MO, their modus operandi, is they like to, they do ultra high fidelity. So if you are in that direction, if you have really good high fidelity, playback equipment, you cannot believe how beautifully recorded this record is. Gee, these guys do a great job.
One of the songs on the album is I Must Be Doing Something Right, and that's a song you recorded a number of years ago with Michael Franks. Did he co-write that with you?
No, he did not co-write that with me. Perhaps if he had, it would even be better than it is. No, that's a song that's mine. Wait a minute. No. I Must Be Doing Something Right. It's this co-write that I did with a friend of mine, Ned Claflin. Ned Claflin, it's coming back to me now. Yes.
Now, one of the things that you do, and maybe people aren't aware, though they should be, because it's such an important part of your life, you've been teaching at the Berklee College of Music now for more than 25 years, incredibly popular class, well-respected, and what you teach your students in your stage performance is built on a fundamental understanding about the role of the audience and the performer. Can you explain what the message is that you give your students about that role?
Well, the core message is that they are, the act of getting up on stage is really an act of hubris and a presumption. The idea that you would get on stage, that you would expect a group of people who don't know you from a tree stump to stop what they're doing, pay attention to you, and then hopefully not only pay attention to you, but go on and support your vision for the rest of your life. And that's quite a thing to ask people to do. And so my whole course is oriented around watching your music land, watching what effect it's having on an audience. Being aware of them and in their presence, and fully understanding that you need them a lot more than they need you.
Now, you've said, too, that nervousness on stage is self-centered behavior. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, I quiz my students and say, who here gets nervous? And obviously, I get a strong show of hands. And then we define what nervousness is. The reason why we get nervous is we're getting ready, again, to go on stage or to get up in front of a group of people. And the question is, the question that we ask ourselves, am I good enough to do this? Do I have the right to interrupt their lives with my vision? And the answer is you may or may not be good enough. For some people, you will be good enough. For others, you won't be. But that your vision must be clear and accurate. Your melodies need to be defined and decided on. Your lyrics need to be clearly delivered. You don't get to go on stage and mumble through what you're doing. Yes. The only thing worse than interrupting people's lives is interrupting their lives and doing it poorly.
We're talking with Livingston Taylor here on Downtown. And Liv, you have such a wonderful rapport with your audiences. I work with high school actors, and every once in a while you'll find that young person that just has that something, that stage presence that makes people relate to them, that you can't look away. Is that something you can teach, or is that just one of those lucky gifts of the gods?
I think that in many ways that's a lucky gift of the gods. That said, you can improve people who are good. You can make them much better. You can really improve what they do, and you can really improve their delivery. So and obviously I believe that because I teach the course in it. Now I do get people who are very, very good. But generally, they've come from theater backgrounds in middle school, high school, and they've already got a theater background.
How rewarding is it?
So I want to thank you, Rich, for prepping them up for me.
Oh, hey, we do what we can. How rewarding is it for you, Liv, too? And because you promote them on your website and social media, and also have had a number of them perform with you. It's got to feel great as a teacher to have your students go out into the business and into the performing arts world and thrive.
Yeah, I've had some former students who have done very, very well. Betty Hu or Liz Longley, John Mayer took a few classes with me years ago. A new kid who took both my stage performance 1 and 2 class, young pop singer named Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth, and he's done very well. And yeah, that's nice. It's nice when Seth Bleer is done terrifically. There have been plenty of them now. It's very gratifying.
When you started in the business, record companies held all the cards, and getting that contract was the difference between making it and not making it. The business has changed so much, and the artist now has a little bit more control. Has that made it easier to get your music out to people, or does it just mean more work for you because you have to do a little of everything?
You have to do a little of everything. I am not a big fan of the ease of getting music in front of a public. Take YouTube, for example. I think the figure is that for every minute that you watch YouTube, 12,000 hours have been added to it. So you will never, it's very difficult to break through, number one. And number two, there's a truth that I believe, and that is that great art is the result of wealth concentrating talent. So if you don't have the thing that that record companies had was they had a revenue stream from the distribution of the music that your radio station would play it, people would go out and buy it, and that revenue stream would return to a record company. And that revenue stream afforded gatekeepers. And we loved to hate the gatekeepers. but the fact is that we now, when we see the present chaos around us in terms of just a blizzard of information coming at us from 100 dials on the television and 10,000 blogs just flowing at us with no gatekeepers to edit this stuff down and to say this is worth it and this isn't. No, the loss of gatekeepers as the result of the loss of the income from distribution has been one of the real problems of the internet, and it's a problem that frankly needs to be solved.
Livingston Taylor will be performing tomorrow night in Evanston, Illinois. If you're in Florida, Sunday the 19th on Captiva, not a bad place to be in the middle
That'll
of February.
Be fun.
Are you still flying to some of your gigs?
Oh, yes. I'm not flying today, I can tell you, but I have a nice old Cessna that I fly around, a 1964 Cessna 205, which is a 6-passenger, single-engine, heavy hauler airplane. And when the weather allows, I fly it all through the Northeast. And so that generally that's between sort of April to early November. This time of year, not reliable.
Can't wait for the new album. March 3rd, Safe Home will be released, the latest from Livingston Taylor, and hope to see you up here in Maine, because it wouldn't be a summer without seeing a Livingston Taylor show.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to be all over the state of Maine like cheap whiskey. I'm going to be up there a lot this summer. Yeah, and you can you can always check in on my website, livetaylor.com, or just throw me into a search engine and it'll take you there. And no, I'll be up in your beautiful state for sure, and I can't wait.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. Always a delight for us to talk with you. Liv Taylor, thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Rich, thank you so much for a lovely interview. Enjoy the snow, and we'll speak soon.